Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, May 17th, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Paper Excellence will be buying Domtar Corporation in a $3 billion deal. Also making headlines last week, West Fraser Timber Company plans to invest $150 million to expand the capacity of five of its lumber mills in the U.S. South. We'll have more on these stories later in our show, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from SeaBright products. Since 1984, SeaBright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, SeaBright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, May 13th, Friday the 13th, oh my gosh, at 44.49, down 76 points or 1.7% from the May 6th close. Declining stocks outpaced gainers by a 2-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 0.9%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Domtar gaining 14.2%, followed by Quadgraphics up 14.1%. The biggest decliner for the week was IT Tech Packaging, closing down 10.7%. Over the past year, Rayonier Resolute Forest Products, that is, has been the top performer, gaining 761%, and the deepest decliner was Kimberly-Clark Corporation, down 3%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 64.7%, while the PM40 is up 88.3%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Helsinki. UPM sells its shot and paper mill to Aran Paper Limited. UPM has signed an agreement to sell its shot and newsprint mill site in North Wales, United Kingdom, and all related assets to Aran Paper Limited, a subsidiary of Modern Carton Sanye Ve Tikkaret AIS, the containerboard and corrugated packaging business of the Turkish industrial conglomerate Aran Holding. The closing of the transaction is planned for the late third quarter of 2021. Aran's plan is to integrate the Schotten site into its existing business units and to further invest at the site. All 190 employees currently working at UPM Schotten will be part of the transaction. Newsprint production is planned to stop by the 30th of September 21, and Aran will take over responsibility for the mill as of the 1st of October of 2021. While the concrete timeline for the conversion plans will be communicated by Aran, it is already known that the renewable energy generation plant and material recovery and recycling facility will continue operations throughout the conversion process, corresponding to their role in the regional utility infrastructure. Dayline Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Louisiana Governor Edwards announces Weyerhaeuser investing in Holden Mill. Governor John Bel Edwards and Weyerhaeuser announced that the company plans to make a two-phase capital investment in its Holden facility. The project would result in approximately $157 million invested over the next several years to upgrade equipment and modernize the sawmill. Phase one includes nearly $19 million to upgrade the lumber kiln drying capacity, while the second phase will include a major investment of approximately $138 million to completely modernize the facility. Through these investments, Weyerhaeuser will secure 119 existing jobs and create up to four new direct jobs, with the new jobs providing an annual salary of $50,000 plus benefits. The project would generate an estimated 225 construction jobs with an estimated payroll of about $25 million. Additionally, Louisiana Economic Development estimates that the project will result in 12 new indirect jobs for a total of 16 new permanent jobs for the Livingston Parish and the Capital Region. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Duluth, Minnesota. Council approves tax break and forgivable loans for Duluth, Minnesota paper mill. The Duluth City Council unanimously agreed last Monday night to abate up to $600,000 in property taxes and offer a $242,000 forgivable loan to ST Paper to help the company complete an acquisition of Verso Corporation's Duluth mill, which has been shuttered since last summer. ST aims to convert the mill to produce tissue paper instead of the super calendar paper that it had traditionally manufactured. Ron 30, ST Paper's chief operating officer, said, quote, "We certainly need your help and support to close the funding gap to make the project a reality. And we commit that with your support, we will invest at least $25 million and create at least 80 family-supporting jobs in the Duluth community." End of quote. ST Paper had been negotiating to purchase the mill and convert it to tissue paper production at an anticipated cost of about $54 million. If councilors approve, the city is prepared to abate up to $600,000 in future property taxes to be paid by ST Paper and offer the company a $242,000 forgivable loan so long as it creates and continues to employ the equivalent of at least 80 full-time staff members on an ongoing basis. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paparitalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Hartsville, South Carolina. Sunoco announces $150 million accelerated share repurchase, that is. Sunoco announced an agreement to repurchase $150 million of its outstanding common shares in an accelerated share repurchase, also known as an ASR transaction, with Wells Fargo Bank, North Carolina, using available cash on hand. Under the ASR agreement, Sunoco will pay $150 million in exchange for an initial delivery of approximately 1.75 million shares. The final number of shares to be repurchased under the ASR will be based on the company's volume-weighted average share price during the repurchase period, less a discount and subject to adjustments. The final settlement of the ASR transaction is expected to occur no later than the third quarter of 2021. According to Howard Coker, the president and CEO of Sunoco, the ASR demonstrates Sunoco's strong financial position and illustrates its focus on a balanced capital allocation strategy that includes investing in the company's core consumer and industrial businesses while consistently returning cash to shareholders. The ASR is being undertaken under the recently announced $350 million share repurchase authorization approved by the Board of Directors on April 20th of 2021. Dateline Usk, Washington. Bankruptcy judge finalizes sale of Pondere newsprint. A federal bankruptcy judge gave the final approval Thursday to the sale of the shuttered Pondere newsprint mill in Usk to Allrise Capital Incorporated. Several attorneys joined U.S. bankruptcy judge Frederick Corbett on a conference call during which he approved the bankruptcy trustee John Munding's request to formalize the sale following an auction last month. Allrise Capital, based in Irvine, California, won the auction with a bid of $18.1 million, which bested the last offer of the Calypso Tribe of Indians, which offered $17.5 million for the mill that closed last year after its previous owners filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Christopher Valero, an attorney with Witherspoon Kelly of Spokane, represented Allrise at the hearing. He said he was brought in to help finalize the sale, but he does not yet know when Allrise officials plan to reopen the mill, which was one of the largest employers in Pinoriel County when it closed. Chris Bell, managing broker for NAI Bank Black, which helped market the mill, previously said Allrise officials talked about retooling the mill to make cardboard used in shipping and to use any excess power for mining cryptocurrency. But neither Valero or Munding would comment about what they know of plans for the mill or when Allrise may begin to hire workers. The mill previously employed about 150 people. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia, and Lund, Sweden. Graphic Packaging to acquire AR Packaging from CVC Funds for $1.5 billion. Graphic Packaging Holding Company, a leading vertically integrated provider of sustainable fiber-based consumer packaging goods, and CVC Capital Partners Fund 6, announced last week a definitive agreement under which Graphic Packaging will acquire AR Packaging Group AB, also known as AR Packaging, Europe's second-largest producer of fiber-based consumer packaging, for approximately $1.45 billion U.S. dollars in cash, subject to customary adjustments. The combination enhances Graphic Packaging's global scale, innovation capabilities, and value proposition for customers throughout Europe and bordering regions. With a broad set of industry-leading packaging solutions, design expertise, and expanded geographic reach, the combined company will be uniquely positioned to capture continued organic growth opportunities across existing and new global consumer customers and markets, Graphic Packaging said. The proposed acquisition of AR Packaging is expected to add $1.1 billion in annual sales and $160 million in adjusted annual EBITDA. In addition, the combination is expected to drive total synergies of $40 million over 36 months following the close. The deal is expected to be immediately accretive to the company's earnings per share and cash flow. Dateline New York. Consortium led by BTG Fractal's Timberlands and Investment Group to buy Arauco's timberland assets in Chile for $385.5 million U.S. dollars. BG Pactual announced that a consortium led by its Timberland Investment Group, also known as TIG, along with British Columbia Investment Management Corporation, also known as BCI, one of Canada's largest institutional investors, and APG, one of the world's largest pension providers, has agreed to acquire Chilean timber assets from Arauco for $385.5 million U.S. dollars. The transaction is comprised of approximately 80,500 hectares of high-quality, sustainably managed timberlands in the central and southern regions of Chile, and will establish the consortium's timberland presence in the country. The acquisition supports the consortium's strategy in investing in timberland assets around the world that can achieve compelling investment returns while applying high environmental, social, and governance standards. The timberlands in this transaction have all been certified with Arauco by the Forest Stewardship Council, also known as FSC. The transaction is subject to customary closing conditions, including antitrust approvals, and is expected to close in the third quarter of 2021. And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paperitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paperitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Paperitalo Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at paperitalo.com. That's PAPERITALO.com. Paperitalo.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Richmond, British Columbia, and Fort Mill, South Carolina. Paper Excellence to buy Domtar Corporation in $3 billion deal. Paper Excellence, a global diversified manufacturer of pulp and specialty printing, writing, and packaging papers, and Domtar, a leading provider of fiber-based products, last week announced that they have entered into a strategic business combination under which that Paper Excellence group of the companies will acquire all of the issued and outstanding shares of Domtar common stock for $55.50 per share in cash. The purchase price represents a premium of approximately 37% to Domtar's closing share price on May 3, 2021, the last trading day prior to the Domtar statement responding to media reports regarding a potential business combination between Domtar and Paper Excellence, and a premium of approximately 44% to the 30-day volume-weighted average price as of May 3, 2021. The all-cash transaction represents an enterprise value of approximately $3 billion. After the transaction closes, Paper Excellence intends to continue the operations of Domtar as a standalone business entity. As such, Domtar will continue to be led by its management team, and Paper Excellence plans to retain its corporate and production locations. Dateline Vancouver. West Fraser Timber Company plans to invest $150 million to expand capacity of five of its lumber mills in the U.S. South. North America Lumber Companies plan to ramp up production by expanding existing mills as strong home construction fuels the need for more wood. West Fraser Timber Company, the world's biggest lumber producer, says it plans to expand capacity of five of its lumber mills in the U.S. South. The pandemic-fueled surge in home construction last year took American sawmills by surprise, sending lumber prices to new records. U.S. futures hit $1,600 per 1,000 board feet for the first time, a fourfold increase from a year ago. While production has since ramped up, demand continues to outpace supply. The expansions will be primarily in the U.S. South, where there is an abundance of planted timber available to be harvested. They should help to increase the overall inventories in the country and push prices off their record highs over time. But that won't come fast enough to alleviate supply constraints during the peak building season. Though 80% of the Vancouver-based company's operations are now outside of British Columbia, which has historically provided significant amounts of spruce pine fir, wood that is preferred by many home builders, it is noted that log costs in the province are rising. West Fraser thus plans to invest roughly $150 million at five of its U.S. South lumber mills under its strategic capital program. Already, it's increasing the number of working shifts at mills where possible, the company said. Dayline British Columbia. Interfor announces a $35 million project for its facility at Castlegar, British Columbia. Interfor is announcing a $35 million improvement project in its Castlegar facility, according to Vice President of Western Operations Andrew Horahan. In an interview, Horahan said the project will have an immense value to the community. Quote, "We are excited to be starting a project in Castlegar, rebuilding and replacing our planer mill," he said. He continues, "It will improve grade, improve value, and improve productivity," end of quote. He said extracting further value out of logs and creating value-added products will make the Castlegar mill a very strong facility for years to come, offering stability for its workforce and the larger community. This, after 2015, saw a $15 million upgrade for the sawmill. Horahan said Interfor has every reason to invest in Castlegar operations. The project is not expected to generate more jobs, but will certainly have a significant boost to the local economy, Horahan said. Horahan said the engineering for the project will start immediately with completion anticipated around July 2022. Dayline Atlanta, Georgia. In more news involving Interfor, Interfor invests $30 million in expanding sawmill in Perry, Georgia. Governor Brian P. Kemp announced that Interfor, a forest products company and the largest lumber producer in the state, will invest $30 million in expanding their sawmill operations in Perry. Quote, "It's great to see a lumber industry leader like Interfor continue to reinvest in the state, especially in our rural regions. Georgia is home to many family-owned forest farms, and I look forward to seeing the positive impact Interfor's expansion will have here from the ground up," said Governor Kemp. Interfor supplies a broad range of lumber products, including fibers for house frames, trusses, furniture, and industrial packaging, to customers around the world. This expansion will increase both lumber production and log consumption at the company's mill in Perry. The company, which currently employs more than 1,200 Georgians and operates seven sawmills across the state, will bring numerous indirect jobs and opportunities to Middle Georgia. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its ninth year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.